horrible, really. Really, really difficult one. I had a conversation with Davey today, and I've said to him, with all the players that I've sort of released, that which were difficult, today was without a shadow of a doubt the hardest day I've had in the job. Davey's been tremendous in terms of his honesty, his work rate, his integrity. And it was a really tough call. I felt for a couple of weeks that I wanted to, or I needed to make a change for a number of reasons. And it wasn't anything to do, that Davey did wrong. It was just simply I wanted to take a different approach. I explained that to him today, and he was, as you would expect, but still it's always going to be very difficult. He took it with incredible sort of grace and honour, if you like. But I knew it was difficult for him, as it was difficult for me. And we sort of hugged, we left on good terms, but I felt incredible sadness, to be honest, that we were parting company. But I sent him a text afterwards, and he rang me back, and he said some lovely words, and not that he could have gone up, I suppose, any more than me, in my estimation, but he did, and it was it wasn't nice, but I felt I had to do it, and I've made changes across the board on the playing side. And I just wanted to reshuffle what we're doing going forward and from behind the scenes. So it's not a negative on Davey's part. It's just a decision I made.
Somebody you used to know, I know the club did as a scout in the past. Will you stay in touch with him as a football club and maybe lean on him for knowledge on players in the future?
Well, his last words to me today were, he says, I firmly believe you're going to be a top manager. I firmly believe that you're going to have success this season. And if at the end of the season you're celebrating promotion, he says, I'll be the first person to ring you. And to be honest, I was a little bit choked when he said it, to be honest, because it was, I know how difficult the day was for him, regardless of me delivering the news. But it wasn't nice. I didn't enjoy it one little bit. But I've said all along, there's tough decisions, you know, that need to be made. I've made the toughest one I could have made, I think. And I know I've done it for the right reason. I'm just hoping that the outcome is what I expect.
Will you be looking to appoint another number two then? What will be the change to that structure?
I'm going to just see what happens over the next few weeks. I mean, I will have my eye on trying to bring somebody in, but I'm not. If it doesn't happen, I'm not overly concerned, because I've got a bigger support staff now in and around the football club. But I do know the load, as the season goes on, becomes more, because you need to scout games, you need to nearly sometimes to be in two places at once, which obviously quite clearly is impossible, and that's when you do lean heavily on your right hand man. So I'll see where it goes, but who knows? It's I don't know what's around the corner, but I will be looking you.